Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And that's RU Fridays around here. RU is the RU Recovery Program, a faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program. Meets right here every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And we hope you can come out and enjoy your flight to freedom. Freedom over any stubborn habit or addiction that keeps us from being what God would want us to be. And it's a great discipleship tool if you just want to grow in your relationship with Christ and learn what it is to have a spirit-filled, spirit-yielded life. You come out and join the RU program with us on Friday night. Then we'll look forward to our services on Sunday. I'll always look forward to the Sunday services, and this Sunday is a little special. Got some special things planned for especially Sunday evening after the 5:30 service, so you don't want to miss that. We'll be giving honor to folks whose honor is due, and it'll be a great, great Lord's Day on Sunday. That's 9:30 and 10:30 Sunday morning, and then 5:30 on Sunday evening. Well, if your Bible's close by, Philippians chapter 1, if you would please. Philippians chapter 1. One verse, Paul said this, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That's Philippians 1 verse 21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, Paul is absolutely speaking about the life of the believer. He's speaking about the life of the believer is Christ, but he's also talking about the death of the believer, and that's gain. Now, we understand that to be able to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If your funeral would be held today and your pastor had to stand up in front of the congregation, how would he summarize your life? Would he be able to say, "For me to live is Christ, for to die is gain"? I wonder how, I always like when folks pass away to look at their Bible and to read their Bible over and to look for notes in their Bible or verses underlined in their Bible, maybe sermon notes in the Bible. I remember one fella, I read his Bible, and of course it was marked. I think what I could tell, he had read through the Old Testament 7 times and the New Testament 9 times. Notes all over the Bible. Bible studies, outlines, defining words. It was a well-used Bible. And there was a quote in there that said, "Impress people from a distance, but you impact people from being close." You see, God's will is life. To live for Christ is laughter and liberty and life. To live for the devil is defilement and destruction and death. Oh, my friend, to me to live is Christ, Paul said. To die is gain. If you don't believe in Christ, then life on earth is as good as it gets. But for the Christian, it's different. We live our life for Christ here on earth, and to die is gain. Because then we'll see him face to face. Now, it's a gain. Listen, by the way, living for Christ now is Christ. Because Christ is in me and he is with me and he will never leave me nor forsake me. And so all I need, I find in Jesus Christ. We sing occasionally at our church, "Jesus Christ has made to me all I need, all I need. Wisdom, righteousness and power, holiness this very hour." That's exactly what Christ brings. So for to me to live is Christ. Hey, for me to live isn't save the owl or save the animals or save the whales or save the planet. No, for me to live is Christ. But to die is gain. Why is dying gain for the believer? Well, number one, we get a new body when we die. We get a glorified body. These bodies now are subject to all the sorrows and the sicknesses and that a sinful body can bring. It's inevitable that death will come. The muscles deteriorate. The eyesight dims. the thought process gets slower. Oh, my friend, but that God's preparing a new body for you. And the Bible says that this corruptible is going to put on incorruption. We're going to be changed. And we'll have a heavenly body. No pain, no disease, no strokes, no heart attacks, no dentures, no arthritis, no glasses. A new body. Well, have a new body, praise the Lord, and so will you. But that's not all. We have a new home. We have a new home. Oh, it doesn't matter whether you had a home of your own here or not, whether you're just renting a place or whether you just live with family. I got news for you. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also." He's preparing a place for you and me. A mansion. A mansion in heaven. Oh, I know some of the modern translations say he's just preparing a room for us. But I'm telling you, my friend, I don't need a room in heaven. God's going to give me a mansion in heaven. Why? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I could ask or think. I got a new home, and that's our home. The Bible says when the Lord comes and he descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And then listen, it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. That means that's home. We're never leaving. Eternity with the Lord Jesus. I get a new body. I get a new home. I have a new inheritance. The Bible says it's an inheritance incorruptible, reserved in heaven for us. When you die and you go to heaven, you know what you're going to find? Whatever you've sent on ahead. Whatever you've sent on ahead. Jesus would tell us, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust don't corrupt and where thieves don't break through and steal. No, we lay it up in heaven and that'll meet us there one day. And we'll receive our reward. Now isn't reward time. Then it's going to be reward time. That's why it's gain. This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, my friend, I've got inheritance. Well, you don't have much here. I don't need much here. It's all over there. And that inheritance will be waiting for me. What I get? I get a new body. I get a new home. I get a new inheritance. But also have a new fellowship. A new fellowship. What does that mean? My loved ones are there. I have a mom. I have a dad. I have a brother. A grandma. A grandpa. Former pastors. They're all there. And I think that's wonderful, but I'm going to tell you what. Best of all, Jesus is there. Oh, Jesus is there. And now I'll be able to fellowship. What I fellowship now by faith, I will fellowship then by sight. I'll see him as he is. I'll see him as he is. If you know the Lord is your personal Savior, well then you'll be there too. Only those who know Jesus Christ as their Savior will be in heaven. And you'll have that fellowship with the Lord Jesus. You see, God designs for that fellowship to begin here and then continue for eternity. And there has to be a time when you were brought into a relationship with Jesus Christ. There has to be a time when, I think we mentioned it the other day, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When did you call on the Lord and ask him to save you? My friend, if you don't have any time when you ever know that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, then that's something that needs to be done. The Bible says we're born again by faith in Jesus Christ. When was that new birth? Someone asks you, when were you born? You don't say, well, I've just always been born. No, you haven't. You have a birthday. You have a day you were born. Well, you also have a day you were born again. Now, you may not know the exact day or the exact hour, but you ought to know what happened. The day you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you realized that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? And that there's a price to pay for sin, that the wages of sin is death, and that death is separation from God in a place called hell. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of punishment. It's a place of pain. My friend, and unjustly so, because we're guilty sinners before God. But that's why Jesus came. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He took our place. The songwriter said, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Yeah, he took your place too. You see, every sin that you and I ever committed, or even those we haven't committed yet, but he knows who will, Jesus Christ laid those sins on himself. And he said, God, punish me instead of Stan Slabaugh. And he said, God, punish me instead of put your name in there. And Christ died for us. 3 days later, God accepted his son's payment on our behalf. He raised him from the dead. That's the resurrection. And God was saying, I'm accepting my son's payment for the sin of mankind. And that's what God says each of us must do. We must, by faith, accept Jesus Christ and his payment for our sin as our hope for heaven. And God will forgive us of our sin, and he'll give us the gift of eternal life. He says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. It's already been paid for. Well, who paid for it? Jesus did when he died on the cross. That's why eternal life is only through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You have to call on Jesus and from your heart trust him as your Savior. Listen, if you don't have Christ, if you can't say to live as Christ, then you can't say to die is gain. If you're without Christ, to die is to lose. It's a loss. You live for yourself, but you're going to die and lose. You can live for money, but you're going to die and lose. You can live for ambition, but you're going to die and lose. But if you live for Christ, you know him as your Savior. And for you to live as Christ, then your dying will be gain, because you're going to get a new body. You're going to get a new home. You're going to get a new inheritance. You're going to have a new fellowship. Oh, listen, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, I beg you to do it today. Make today, July 15, 2022, the day you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Then you'll be able to say with the Apostle Paul, for to me, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Maybe today, my Lord will come for me. Maybe today, my Savior I shall see. Maybe today, from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come, and I will go home. It may be today. I'm ready. I hope you are. If you call on the Lord and ask him to be your Savior, let us know about it. We'd love to rejoice with you and help you in your Christian walk. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to a great Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church, and look forward to being back with you again on the radio come Monday. If we can help you with a prayer request or you want to share a blessing, please email us or give us a call here at the church. We'd love to share those things with you. And again, thank you to those who help us from time to time with the expenses of the radio. We dearly appreciate your financial support, and we also appreciate your prayers for us on a regular basis. Have a great weekend, everyone, and until Monday, this is Brother Slabaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.